Miami inmates are what becomes of the chicken before I fry it up.
Miami inmates are a device used to tell time.
Miami inmates are items of furniture for frightened people to lie down and rest upon.
Miami inmates are believing in the unseen.
Those are Miami inmates reading a few of the more than 100 poems written by people in blue, South Florida prisoners. They're part of a project called View Through, organized by the poetry festival O Miami.
Miami inmates are sunbathing underwater. I have no idea what it means.
Eduardo Martinez is incarcerated at Dade Correctional Institution. He reluctantly calls himself a poet and tries to explain what his poem means.
But I guess we're drowning in very, very murky waters, and we're trying to break through. We're trying to break the surface. At the same time, we're doing something under this water that a lot of people ain't seeing. You know, we're writing, we're succeeding, we're alive, we're surviving. We're not what you think we are.
He says too often people, including his own family, forget that men and women in prison are individuals, teachers, artists, poets. He says street people, as they call people on the outside, don't get what it's like being on the inside.
And I tell people all the time that we know something that you guys don't know out there. The things that you thought you never eat, you'll eat. What you thought you never lay down and sleep, you'll sleep. You learn things about human nature that you thought would never, things you never thought you'd do, you end up doing because you have to survive in this concrete jungle.
When you type the phrase Miami inmates into Google, it offers suggestions on what to search before you're even done. Miami inmate mugshots, Miami inmate court dates, and Miami inmate release.
And we saw that as a space where a lot of meaning is made before people even search.
Julia Weiss is a New York-based artist who uses the internet and crowd participation as her medium. She's trying to figure out a way to get poems to pop up along with these other search results and predictions.
And we thought if we could populate that area with poetry, there'd be a real opportunity there to inject a little bit of humanity into the search result space.
The algorithm Google uses to determine what shows up in those search predictions is a trade secret. But Weist has been playing around with trying to figure out how to manipulate that algorithm for a while. For one of her earlier projects, she found this word from the 1600s in an old book.
Parbuncles, P-A-R-B-U-N-K-E-L-L-S.
It's a kind of rope used by mariners.
And it had just never migrated to the 21st century. It had never been used online, even though it was an English language word used in print.
Like, if you Googled it, nothing came up. So she made a website using the word and then displayed the word on a billboard in New York City.
It went viral. We saw use on 5 continents and multiple languages. Actually, within about 2 weeks, we saw 22,000 new search results.
So she's trying to do something similar with poems written by incarcerated people in South Florida. So with the O Miami Poetry Festival, they've been organizing people to Google 6 of the poems to try and start a Google trend.
And it would start to overtake the other language that was used for the prompt, Miami inmates.
The hope is that trend gets big enough that if you just type in Miami inmate, the auto-populate will work and bring up the poems. Here's Eduardo Martinez again, who can't Google anything himself because he's in prison.
We're trying to break the stereotype and change the algorithm because that's pretty much become the beat that society bounces to, the stereotype. So we're just trying to change the tune a little bit.
Hoping to change the tune, he says, about how people think about inmates.
And if it starts with one line of poetry, then that's terrific. I'll write a line every day if I have to, you know. Miami inmates are sunbathing underwater. Miami prisoners are, and I just keep going.
He says through his and others' poems, he hopes someone will be willing to jump in the water with them. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.